Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The next stage of Paul's journeys takes us to Ephesus, which is now part of modern-day Turkey, and that's where we can discover Paul's great letter to the Ephesians. And in today's first reading, it says that Paul spoke out boldly and argued persuasively about the kingdom of God for 3 months straight. For a modern reader like you and I, we might take for granted what Paul was up against when he travelled to these major cities and how he needed to adapt specifically for these different audiences. Ephesus is particularly significant because it was the fourth largest city in the Roman Empire, with a population of about 200,000 people. But the hallmark of the city was the remarkable temple to the goddess Artemis, the ancient goddess of fertility and life, which is considered today as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The temple itself was larger than the football field, and all of the town worshipped at that temple. Not only that, but it was a city famous for magic and worship to the pagan gods, including the worship to the Roman Emperor Caesar himself. It is in this context where we can anticipate the Feast of Pentecost in a few days' time, for Paul today laid hands on 12 disciples and the Holy Spirit came down on them, and they began to speak with tongues and to prophesy. Perhaps an intention you may have in the Feast of Pentecost coming up is to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your own life, that you may be on fire with the love of God and receive the power to be a witness to the world today. Let us pray. May the power of the Holy Spirit come to us, we pray, O Lord, that we may keep your will faithfully in mind and express it in a devout way of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.